and Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here, our regularly scheduled guest, is with us. So I will be doing open lines. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. Give us a call. Maybe we can talk a little bit about the threat of an EMP attack. We had Ambassador Cooper on the line last night, and Ambassador Cooper was the American delegation to the disarmament negotiations for almost a decade during both the Reagan and the first Bush administration, and he has contacts throughout Washington, D.C. He leads a conservative group called High Frontier. High Frontier, and you can go to their website. And there's all sorts of fascinating information and frightening information on the very real threat of an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack on America, either certainly accidentally by a massive solar flare or intentionally by exploding simply one nuclear bomb 200 to 300 miles above the center of our country, which would simply devastate the entire country. In fact, it would do far more harm than a direct nuclear attack on one or two of our major cities. Because, of course, that would be limited to two cities. An EMP attack would just wipe out the electronic infrastructure of America and put us back to where America was in the 1800s. And that sounds so ridiculous that most people are not going to agree with it. They're going to say it couldn't be true. Even more so would be an article written in May by former ambassador, former CIA director James Woolsey. And James Woolsey, writing on the editorial pages of the Wall Street Journal, suggested that what we needed to do to protect us from an EMP was a conventional military attack, missile attack on North Korea. Now, that is the most ridiculous statement I've ever read. I mean, why not simply protect us from it? A few hundred million dollars, we could put breakers in the lines and protect all of our electronic infrastructure. For about $2 billion, we could protect the entire country, so there'd be nothing to worry about. Why would anybody in their right mind make a statement that we should go ahead and have a military attack on North Korea? And yet, of course, this is the sort of thing that's done over and over again to make it, people sort of just reject the idea that we face a very real threat. And this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. And instantaneously, this afternoon, tomorrow, suddenly either a massive solar flare, and this is termed to be a solar storm on this side of the sun. We've had them on the other side of the sun. That certainly could have wiped out our whole electronic system. Why take a chance on it? Because, of course, basically, whether they would be certainly ozone molecules coming from, or I should say, gamma ray molecules coming from the sun or coming from a nuclear weapon, doesn't really matter. All of them would simply, the gamma rays would hit our ozone molecules, knocking the electrons off, and those electrons would create a wave that would simply get into the electric lines and burn the electric lines, burn the transformers, and wipe out electricity literally all across the country. They know this is a very real threat, and yet nothing is being done to prevent it. And it doesn't make sense. And not only that, but of course the information about the threat of an EMP attack is being carefully suppressed by the people who control the media. Certainly in June, just a little over a month ago, why the governor of Maine signed legislation so So that Maine is going to simply cut itself off from the electronic grid throughout the rest of the country, put breakers in its lines, and Maine will have nothing to worry about. They will survive an EMP attack, and yet not a word in the general media. Fortunately, we do have the Internet, and you can check out what I'm saying, and check and realize that the threat is real, that somebody is actively suppressing the information. You'll find out that in the 110th Congress, why they voted unanimously for a resolution to actually take care of this problem, to put out the money. But, of course, it never got heard in the Senate. One vote kept it bottled up in committee, and nothing was done. That was the 110th Congress, the 111th Congress. It never got out of committee in the 112th Congress. Why? It's bottled up in committees at the present time. It's the so-called SHIELD Act, S-H-I-E-L-D. And we suggest you check these things out, find out if it's really true. And then if it is, get on, certainly on the Internet, get on to talk radio and talk about this. This is a very real threat, far different than the so-called Y2K threat we had in the year 2000. Because certainly with a Y2K threat, industry spent several billion dollars sending emergency teams all across America to rewrite the programs. So there was no problem when the Y2K, when the new century came. But nothing is being done to protect us from the possibility of an EMP attack. And you have to ask yourself, why? Who is coordinating the effort to keep this information from the American people? Who is blocking efforts simply to put out a few $100 million to remedy this? Why we give $2 billion a year to Pakistan, which is a country that's a dictatorship? We give all sorts of money all over the world. I mean, it's about $40 billion in foreign aid. Why not spend $2 billion to protect America from a very real threat that could totally disrupt the life of everybody listening to this radio broadcast? Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you'd like to talk about this or about some other item, we'd love to hear from you. But this is the sort of thing that we should be talking about instead of some of the unimportant things that we talk about all the time. Certainly on talk radio, that we read about in the newspapers, that we hear about on the news. Here is a threat that would certainly destroy the life of almost everybody listening to this program. It's not imaginary. Go up on the Internet. Fortunately, we do have the Internet. You can check out and determine if what I'm telling you is true. And then if you decide it is true, we hope that you will join us in this effort to try to get the American people to bring pressure on the newly elected representatives to remedy this problem before it destroys the energy of our nation. So we don't have a guest. Our number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and do we get a caller? I guess not. And our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question, a comment on this or any other subject. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I think that the very real danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack is being intentionally suppressed by the media. We talk about all sorts of things. We talk about flooding. We talk about what's going on as far as Washington, D.C., and a lot of the other important legislation that's going on there. And we talk about President Obama's trips to Africa and the immigration bill. Could you imagine what would happen if we suddenly didn't have electricity? I just walked into my office to pick up my recorder that gives me the addresses and telephone numbers of potential guests. As I glanced around the office, all the little lights there on the computer and on the printer and on the microphones, and we are so dependent upon electricity. Could you imagine what it would be like if suddenly there weren't any electricity? I said the people who have solar would probably be in fairly good shape if the EMP attack didn't burn out their inverters, which it could very well, but it would burn out all the computers. And a computer, we don't know whether to burn them out if they were off, but it would certainly burn them off out if they were on, and it could very well burn the computer out even if it was turned off. What would life be like without a computer? What would life be like if you couldn't have water coming into your house? Because, of course, the pumps that pump water to the water lines are fueled by electricity. What would it be like if you could not get food delivered to the local stores because, of course, the computers on the trucks were burnt out? What would it be like if all the things that make life so desirable and pleasant here in the United States were gone? And they were gone instantaneously. And what would happen in our major cities? There would be total chaos. Certainly people living in the outlying areas, people on farms, would be in fairly good shape, although there'd be people there trying to steal food. Basically, we're talking about the greatest catastrophe that could hit America. And nobody certainly is bringing this to the attention of the American people. Are you concerned? Have you heard about it? What are your thoughts? What preparations have you made for the very real possibility? Because let me tell you that we know that both Iran and North Korea have actually practiced putting a missile into orbit that could carry an EMP attack to hit America. Well, we do have a caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
And my name is Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm wondering if you would give us some insight on a topic that I don't trust very much. I have a friend who, probably about 1998 or so, he began the book of Revelation and the various Bible passages regarding the end times. And he became quite an expert after studying all this for years. And pretty soon, churches asked him to come and give little lectures on it, and he would do that. And he was kind of going around the country just on his own when asked to give these lectures. And this is what he reports. He says that after the lectures, people would come up to him and say, "Hey, can I share a dream that I've had with you regarding these things?" He eventually compiled a whole book of these dreams that people wrote down and sent in to him. So my topic is dreams and what people are, in terms of what you're saying, EMP, apparently there are a lot of American people who have had dreams where they go to bed at night, electricity's on, all's well, and they wake up in the morning and it is totally gone. Now, with all the ramifications of no electricity. So I certainly believe, based on these reports from people that and their dreams, that we will see an EMP attack. But my question for you, Dr. Stan, is you travel around, you talk to lots of people. Do people ever talk to you about their dreams?
No, they really haven't. And I'm not doing the talking that I used to do. Years ago, I used to do a lot of traveling and was invited to give a lot of talks. I really, in recent years, I haven't been invited. I do a couple of major programs a year, and we put use in the past. We've always put on our own program, but I really haven't had the chance to talk to people, one on one, as I did many years ago. And they certainly are not calling into the programs and talking about their dreams. I think a lot of people would be very self-conscious doing that.
Sure.
So I'm sure people do have dreams. And God many times can put ideas into our minds. In fact, many times people don't know where their ideas come from. But what really has been a revelation to me is that many times authors of major books, people who are well-known authors, will one day admit, "Look, I don't know where my ideas come from. They just come, and I record them, and the book is a great success, and everybody loves reading it. But I don't know where my ideas come from." And so I certainly would not question at all that some people can be having dreams and premonitions of the very real things that are coming. God does work in the affairs of men, and God can give us dreams and premonitions of things that are coming.
I know that the book of Joel talks about that in the end times that men, you know, that there will be dreaming. So I think that's
sure,
kind of an
I'm
important
sure this
piece.
Is true. Well, I really
another layer in these reports of dreams, which is pretty disconcerting if the EMP isn't enough, is foreign troops invading the United States.
Well, I think it's something to be very, very concerned about, and we do know that there's been some talk recently of having Russian troops come over here in case there is civil unrest. Why in the heaven's name would anybody consider bringing in Russian troops in case of civilian unrest? Very simply, because American troops, most of them would not fire on other Americans, but the Russians would have no more hesitation than our troops do on killing all those people over in Iraq. We've killed almost 100,000, civilians over there with our bombing and our attacks, and many of our soldiers, the suicide rate among our soldiers is phenomenal because they feel so guilty about what they're doing. And certainly I would hope the Russians would have the same feeling about America. But, of course, when you're in the military, you kill the people you're told to kill, even if it means killing civilians. And believe me, every time you drop a bomb, you don't know where that bomb is going to explode and who it's going to kill. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it, Dr. Stan. And thanks for your program. I listen every morning. I appreciate your guests. And just thanks a lot.
God bless. And thanks so much for calling. And I think we do have another caller. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And who is the next caller?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. You called in regarding somebody who had taken the time to prepare for EMP, and I was going to elaborate on that, having done so myself, and maybe help somebody else out.
Go ahead. Well, I think it's important people understand that it's not just me, but other people are concerned. So what have
you
done, and what can you suggest to people to do to begin to prepare for this possibility of suddenly no electricity?
Well, the first thing, believe it or not, that I decided to do was take a hint from Barack Obama back in 2007 when he was running for president. He said that when he became elected, a bit of prophecy there, that the prices of electricity would necessarily skyrocket. And at that point in time, I decided to go ahead and invest in the solar system just so I wouldn't have to pay him or anybody else for my electricity. Now,
did that work out pretty well for you, sir? Did the solar system work out pretty well?
Yes, sir. I was going to elaborate on that. The system that I have is a Xantrex 3600 power hub. Now, they make a power hub that's 1800, and basically, this is just a doubling up of that system. I am in the process of experimenting with building a Faraday cage for the generator itself, but this is what I wanted to elaborate on regarding anybody who might be considering a solar system and whether or not it can sustain an EMP. The one thing that I found in studying both lead foil distributors in the country and solar panel experts in the country was that there is no clear definition of the amount of damage that anything from the sun might do to photovoltaics, regardless of it being an EMP or perhaps even solar ejecta. But what I have come to the conclusion on myself, based on the fact that nobody has any experience in this realm, is that I've taken the time to invert my solar panels to where they actually face away from the sun on the opposite side that actually faces both the panels and the sun. I'm using both large mirrors and large magnifying mirrors so that even though the panels themselves are not exposed to the sun, they are directly radiated from the sun. And then upon the back sides of the panels, which face directly towards the sun, I'm layering with lead foil. It can be secured at a pretty nominal exposure, and apparently the combination of a thin lead and a mylar sheeting should be sufficient to sustain most of the potential damage that could transpire even from a high altitude nuclear blast. So I was hoping that people would take that to heart. And then I wanted to elaborate on a phone call, if I may, that you received, I want to say about 2 years ago, from a pagan listener who had apparently just recently seen the Zeitgeist film and was going down on the ridiculousness of Christians in our belief. Now, the reality is that we all know you can only come to the Lord by faith. Doesn't matter what you see, what evidence is held before you. If you don't have it in your heart, if God didn't put it there before you showed up, it's not going to happen. God takes the time to say that. But for the pagans that might have the foresight to listen to your program anyway, because let me say, there's so many things that I've learned from listening to your program that don't have anything to do with Christianity at all, regarding like your interviews with who potentially assassinated the Kennedys and who potentially assassinated Nicole Simpson. And I find a lot of the programs that you have that don't have anything to do with Christianity wholly enlightening. So I could see where you could have quite a pagan audience not wanting to listen to anything Christian, but wanting to get the information that you get from the interviews you carry. The one thing that bothered me the most was that he didn't seem to think that there was any physical evidence behind the reality or the veracity of the Bible. I would like to present to him and anybody else listening right now, inside of the next 60 seconds, all the physical evidence you need to prove out the veracity of the Bible. I chose to prove out the veracity of the Bible by using God's own standards against him. Now, the living God says, and this is where we get a lot of our legal system, that by the witness of two or three, let a thing be established. If two or three people come to you and they say the same thing, then there's a very good reality that that same thing happened. Regarding as such, I decided that the three most fantastic things listed in the Bible was God's own account of the flood. Because, according to Joseph Campbell, there's over 800,000 potential stories regarding the flood. But I believe and will prove that the Living God story regarding the account of the flood is the only one that's verifiable by physical proof. The second thing that I found most fantastic would be the parting of the Red Sea. Many people have come with all kinds of excuses and reasonings why it might have had been something other than what the Living God said. But I do not believe as such, and once again can prove so. The third thing, and equally and obviously the most fantastic, is the resurrection of the Messiah, what we base our faith upon. This, too, can be proven with physical evidence. And so I will begin with the beginning.
We're going to have to let you go, but God
I will wait, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, and I appreciate your views. I agree with them. Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Tri Property Management in Greeley asks, do you know that every 2 seconds someone in our country needs blood? Donating blood is a simple process that normally lasts less than an hour, and that includes a registration, mini physical, a donation, and refreshments. The blood you give has the potential to save up to 3 lives. Give blood today. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of home or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com. That's Tri Property Management in Greeley.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Stan back here and our regularly scheduled guest wasn't with us, so we've been doing open lines, and I know we're getting some calls in or during the break. Do we have a caller on the line? Do we have a caller? Well, if not, our number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But before we went to the break, we had a gentleman call in who's been listening for a long time. And, hey, of course, he's coming from a Christian point of view, talks about, of course, how his personal belief in the validity of the scriptures, but mentioned that he enjoys the programs, although those that deal not necessarily with Christian, but with other subjects, and how he's certain admitted that people listening are not Christians. And, of course, that's what or why we do our program the way we do, is because if we get people who are certainly not Christians to listen because they're interested in the issues of public affairs, they're going to hear off and on the Christian message, and hopefully some of them will actually have their lives transformed. And I know this because I've been contacted by them. They've written me letters. I have one gentleman who lives locally here in the Monterey Bay area where I live, who's a lifelong communist, started listening to the program because somebody encouraged him to, thought we were crazy, and after a while he was afraid we weren't, and today he's an evangelical Christian. And that really makes it all worthwhile if we can touch one person's life. What a wonderful privilege it is to have the opportunity to do talk radio as we do. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you're out there, you have something you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, the topic this morning was the threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack. And, of course, whether it would be the Soviets or the Chinese, both of whom, this is an important part of their plan for the ultimate war in America. But, of course, their surrogates, both certainly Iran and North Korea, surrogates of Russia and China. And both of them, we know, have actually certainly made arrangements, have actually put up satellites into space. In the case of Iran, not too long ago, within the last year, they actually took a ship out in the Caspian Ocean, and they fired a missile in the air, and the missile went off about 300 miles, and everybody laughed and said, "Why, look, they can't even bring a missile down to Earth," without realizing, of course, that's what the EMP attack is. You don't fire the missile to bring it down to Earth. You fire the missile to explode it 300 miles above any major part of the United States, and that would simply wipe out the electronic structure across most of our nation. And one nuclear weapon would do it. Wouldn't even have to be a very powerful nuclear weapon, but the wave of electrons that would result from the gamma waves hitting our ozone layer would simply fry our electric lines and fry our transformers. And it would be so simple to correct this. As I say, you'd simply put breakers into those lines. And where we have, apparently we have some sort of breakers now for in case of lightning, but certainly not anything that would take care of an EMP attack. I'm not enough of an electronic expert to evaluate this, but we do know that actually the Congressional Committee met from 2002 until 2008. They put a report out in 2004, a final report in 2008, and they felt this was a dire threat. And then, of course, there have been several other congressional commissions and studies on this, about four of them altogether, and they've all agreed that this is a very real threat, and yet not a word to the average American. The average American never even thinks of the danger of an EMP attack. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have something to say on this or any other subject, it's open lines because we haven't been able to get hold of Sheriff Mack. That's 877-254-7524. Give us a call. I'd like to know what you think of this or any other subject that we could cover this morning. But basically, of course, talking to Ambassador Henry Cooper last night, and you can actually hear that talk. It should be archived by now at my website. And that's RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. If it's not archived yet, it'll be archived by this afternoon. And Ambassador Cooper expressed his sincere concern. And he has been on the front lines of this. He's certainly analyzing this. He knows the people who have written extensively about it. And there are all sorts of books out there that have been written. One of them is called A Nation Forsaken by a fellow named Maloof, Michael Maloof. Another is called One Second After. What would happen one second after an EMP attack? And there are other books out there as well. Peter Pry has written several books on the subject, and he actually headed the Congressional Commission. He was the a chief administrator of the commission from almost 2002 until 2008. And then now that he's retired from working for government after 30 years, he's spending full time trying to get people concerned, trying to get them to understand this threat could destroy your life and everything that you've worked your whole life to obtain and to put away in preparation for the your retirement, because basically our financial system would simply collapse. Almost all of our bank deposits aren't real deposits. They're simply electronic entries. And what happens when those electronic entries are simply eradicated or you can't access them and the whole financial structure of America would come down? So you wouldn't be able to get the delivery of food. So the food can be grown out on our farms, but if you can't get it into the city, and then how would you suddenly, what would happen to our monetary system? Since it's all built upon faith, what would happen if people wouldn't accept your dollar, your paper dollars, because nobody else is accepting the paper dollars because they've lost confidence in the financial system? And when that happens, you'd have chaos. And that's exactly what would happen in our major cities. Why? Which is why they should be putting out several hundred million dollars at least to protect our major cities, because that is where the total devastation would take place. I mean, basically, that you would have simply chaos. There'd be no food, there'd be no water, there'd be no health care, there'd be no electricity. Law and order would break down. You'd have to have martial law, and you'd have total lawlessness under those circumstances. We're not talking something imaginary. We're talking about something very real. In fact, they put on a television program this last year. It was called Revolution. It was a fascinating program, but it was really the story of what would happen if the lights went out all across America. And of course, the entire structure of government breaks down. Now, they weave in the story of the personalities, but that's what the story was really all about. The people who put together that television series on NBC had actually studied the threat of an EMP attack. This is what they were really talking about. Of course, they have to have the intrigue and all the other things out there to make it interesting. This is what America is about. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. Sure.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, the Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. And if you'd like to talk about EMP, if you'd like to talk about anything, it's open lines. Our number is 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Stan. I am Ann, and I'm calling because we all know that we are under a covert attack, given all the things that are occurring. One of the things that's really major is the immigration issue that they're discussing, which really is the act to have a one-party system in America. And we will have no borders. And I would wonder that in a year or so, if we would even be allowed to have your radio show on air. Because under a one-party system, they could ban such shows. So I urge that we take action and call all of our House of Representatives and say absolutely no to any form of any amnesty. Because we have to handle... I would say we have to handle the EMP attack first. And the point is that Russia and China have created underground areas for, I don't know how many, like thousands or millions of people, and they think they can survive a nuclear attack, unlike any preparation that we've made. So the point of the story is, we have to be, it's not what you know, it's what you do with your knowledge. So we must be very active. And to just capitulate to thinking, oh, we're going to have a dream and we're going to be under, I have a lot of dreams and I don't expect them to come true. The point of the story is we are in a very dangerous place and we have the responsibility to protect what we've been given because it's been really thousands of years that our civilization represents because in 1100 there was this, this charter against, our civil liberties or something like that. But it happened in 1100 and it's called the Charter of, I forgot. Anyway, but it was to limit the king's power. And we, if we capitulate to this one-party system that will occur under this amnesty bill, we will have, you know, plus this EMP thing, which is totally a covert war against us. So we have to act. And I hope that caller calls in who did the solar information that was just on your show, because, you know, having that kind of information is very, very wonderful. And I, you know, like, I don't really know how to research that now, so I hope he calls back in. And anyway, I just want to say that we can't just, in the Bible, in Isaiah, it says that you have to make sure that you do what supports the well-being of your country because your country is very tied to your well-being. And I can't quote the verse, but that's essentially what my understanding is of that verse. So we can't just be like these helpless, capitulating Americans and quote, just fall into their hands. Christ knocked down the muddy tables because he would not allow some things, and we are not to allow this takeover of America.
I certainly agree with everything you've said. I share your concern, and I wish everybody was as concerned as you are.
Well, we just have to talk to as many people because people don't understand what's going on. And this bill, as I am concerned, is the most important bill that we've ever had in front of the Congress because it is about a one-party system. And we know what the communist agenda is, and it's to kill 90 million, no more. I don't know how many. But I mean, it's appalling, and this is just a tool, and they expect it. If you Google the underground, the Weather Underground movement, well, that was, spearheaded in part by Bill Ayers and one of his cohorts, Valerie Jarrett, and La Raza, the Bank of Lawyers, wrote this immigration bill, the core of it. And then the other senators glommed onto it for projects for their state. But the point is that this communist takeover is what this is about. And we have to be very active and we have to talk to our neighbors and our family members and tell them what it is. Because it's, and Steve King of Iowa House of Representatives has got 70 plus members of the House. Members signed on to or agreeing to no immigration bill that allows amnesty, as I understand it, and only when there is a complete border control built that is like maybe Israel's, because Israel defends very well their borders, and we defend other countries' borders, so many other countries' borders, and we don't ours. Well, there's an agenda, and the people we know are in charge. It's hard to fight the Soros money and et cetera like that with the media owned, as you have told us, 90% by six corporations is layered into one message, basically. So we have to be very active. Freedom isn't free. And we have to not be shy. We have to be very clear and spend the time researching. You know, D'Souza did a book, a film called 2016, the movie, and he talks about why Obama hates our basic history. And I found a lot of the very same message in this huge Democrat promotion of Obama that was done in, I think, 2007 or something like that. But that's where D'Souza stuff comes from. If you go to Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, which is obamasrealfather.com, you find out the background of Obama in a much better way than this, I would say, helped by the Democrat Party version that D'Souza did. And maybe I'm inaccurate. This is my opinion. But the point is, we have to be very knowledgeable, and you just YouTube a lot of this stuff, and you can find a lot of good information. Thank you very much, Stan, for your show. And we've got to protect your show, because under a one-party system, you could be disallowed from being on the radio.
I'm sure you're right, but we'll be here as long as we can. But you're absolutely right.
Everybody's got to pick up their elbow grease.
They make this big issue out of securing our border. They promised the American people they would secure the borders in 1986. They lied then. They're lying today, because the people who control America have no loyalty to this country. Their loyalty is the internationalist dream, and they want to combine Mexico and the United States and Canada into one of the states. And we will have these 10 districts throughout the world. That's what they've done with Europe. They've combined them into one gigantic society, a totally unworkable society. It doesn't matter, it's unworkable, why they want to take away national sovereignty and bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, a one-world currency, and to destroy Christianity. And they're well on their way to doing that. This is a conspiracy against God, ladies and gentlemen. Conspiracy against God. Thank you so very much for calling. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom-tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial-scale power. Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom-designed system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Thank you.
Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. If you'd like to learn more about the very real threat, not imaginary, very real threat of an EMP attack, why we have a wonderful talk. It's available on DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. We have a four CD set, four talks that have been given on our programs, and, of course, that's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. The Threat of an EMP Attack, get one or both together at a reduced price, but get the information and help us get it out across America. And, of course, you have our permission to copy anything that we produced and get it out. We need to reach as many people as we can because we're not going to get any help from the media. And the fact that this is being covered up intentionally, that the efforts to get the legislation to the 110th Congress was effectively blocked by one vote in the Senate, couldn't get out of the committee, congressional committee, and the 111th Congress. And now with the 112th Congress, why they've tabled the SHIELD Act. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is a very real threat. If you don't want to put out the funds to get into the items, I also did a program I did last evening at 8 o'clock Pacific time with Ambassador Henry Cooper. It should be posted either today or tomorrow. Get it, listen to it, pull it down off our website. It's called, it was the 8 o'clock program with Ambassador Henry Cooper, and he did an excellent job bringing out the information that you need to know, and you have to help us get it out. We can only reach a certain number of people with our programs. Of course, we do hope that you'll tell others about our programs and get them listening. But our telephone number is 1-800. Our telephone number, you want to get our product, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Or if you like a mnemonic, 1-800-5-HIV, like the virus war. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and it'll get you the information that you need to know so you can talk and talk intelligently on this subject. And, of course, there's all sorts of other items there that we have. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it to understand what this is really about and how effectively the people on the other side have been of confusing us, of creating so much disinformation and misinformation that the average American cannot think or think effectively about what's going on. Let me mention my website. It's radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. Where you can watch our DVDs, where you can certainly listen to our radio programs, where you can read our newsletters. It's all available simply at radioliberty.com. And your job is to get other people listening to the programs. Your job is to get other people thinking about what's going on. And understanding America is not a democracy. We're a republic. Certainly there's a small group of wicked and evil people who have taken control of the reins of power. There's only 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. That's all there are. And yet Barack Obama appointed 11 of those people to key people positions in his administration, and many of them are still there today. And of course, Barack Obama, I don't necessarily like him, but he's simply a puppet. And if he didn't go along with their agenda, why, they would send him on a trip to Dallas and they would kill him or discredit him, exactly as they did with Jack Kennedy, as they did with Richard Nixon, getting him to the knee where he's forced to resign. I said, they understand, ladies and gentlemen, they're wicked, evil people working behind the scenes. Our number is 1-800-544-8927.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him,